I am a new Muslim and a teenager. How do I enlighten my Christian parents who I financially depend upon that I can't assist with holiday cleaning and food preparations? Barakallahu fikum.
As our scholars mentioned, billati hiya ahsan lillati hiya aqwam. That one advises billati hiya ahsan, with that which is better, and in a manner that is better, and lillati hiya aqwam, he advises with that which is more upright and correct. That is to say that the affair of participating in the holiday and cleaning and food preparation because of the festivity may not be understood by some of the non-Muslims. That is to say, they may possibly consider that one is extreme, or that the lengths that you have gone to are unnecessary. But if he or she explains to them something of that which we've previously mentioned, if they are believers in God at least, and one explains to them something of what we have previously mentioned, that this is a festivity and this is a season that we have the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Creator. And this is from the worst of the crimes within our religion. Our religion is based upon Tawheed and fighting against its opposite, Shirk. And that is the religion of all of the prophets and the messengers throughout time. And so this festivity looks at celebrating the most abhorrent thing that can be attributed to our Lord and Creator. And so anyone who is rational will understand and accept that that is a fair observation, and that is something that I can respect. And so my first advice would be to utilize this, as we mentioned previously, as an opportunity to give our family members, our parents, da'wah. And I am sure that you will find that if you explain some of these affairs to them, that this affair revolves around believing and celebrating that God was born, or the belief that God was born, and celebrating the belief that God needs a son, and that son is a part of Allah and a part of the Creator, and celebrating the belief that he died upon the cross. Similarly, that our Lord and Creator, the sustainer of the heavens and the earth, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, the one who is filled with magnanimity and tremendousness and grandeur, the exalted one, that he would die on a cross and have a thorn or a crown of thorns placed upon his head, and that he would be despised and ridiculed by the people. This is something abhorrent for us to contemplate believing in, much less participating in celebrating. And so, even Isa ibn Maryam himself, we believe, as you are aware, that it was not him that died on the cross or was placed upon the cross. Allah Azza wa Jal protected and saved him and raised him. And so how, if we are not going to attribute that to Isa ibn Maryam, how are we going to attribute this to the Creator of the heavens and the earth, Zal Jalali wal Ikram, the one who possesses everything, the Lord of honor and might, Al-Azim, Al-Aziz? How are we going to attribute this to the Lord of the heavens and the earth? Not possible. Much less that we celebrate it. Much less that we participate in its celebration. And so, if one explains with something of wisdom, using some of what we have mentioned, and the fact that the other forms of celebration within the Christmas period are based on paganism and have nothing to do even with Christianity, and that because of this, from a religious standpoint, it is not possible for me to participate in it, it is considered the greatest form of blasphemy and the greatest form of kufr and the greatest form of disbelief. And so most non-Muslims, Christian or otherwise, if that is explained in a simple manner as possible, as simple as possible, then that inevitably should be understood and at the very least just respected. That we're going to continue celebrating Christmas, but at least I can respect why you don't. At least I can understand why you don't participate. Most rational, yani fair, balanced, just non-Muslims, if they heed this argument, then they will accept at the very least and understand why you don't participate and why you do not enjoy this practice and this celebration. And with that then, we come to the end of this session. Ayuhal ikhwa, jazakumullahu khairan. And we'll round up on that note. Hayakumullah.
جزاكم الله خيرا شيخنا كانت مفيدة جدا وبارك فيك وجعل في
مسلمين آمين 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 وأنتم كذلك جزاكم الله خير الله يوفقنا إياكم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
ورحمة الله وبركاته